Good morning, Pari. How are you? Could you tell me about the new offering related to procurement in the SAP TM area?
Yeah, sure. So we have built in a new add-on solution called Strategic Freight Procurement, which works well from SAP TM 9.1 release onwards. For an understanding of the SFP process, I would recommend the podcast session on Strategic Freight Procurement for TM 9.1 and TM 9.3.
What about the new enhancements in SFP TM 9.4?
So Strategic Freight Procurement helps you to investigate the best rates from the carriers to transport items between specific locations and then to agree on a contract with the carriers. SAP TM supplies the tools you need to request rate quotations, evaluate responses, and award the transportation business to carriers. In TM 9.4, we have some new interesting stuff like award confirmation by carriers and freight agreement update at rate table level.
Okay, this is interesting. How does the award confirmation by carriers work?
So the shipper could choose whether he would like to include the process of award confirmation by carriers. If so, the shipper could send the allocated capacities to carriers for a soft confirmation. The carriers could then send a confirmation for the allocated confirmed capacities via the collaboration portal or an email, which would be used by the shipper prior to awarding the capacities to the carriers for the transportation requirement.
This is really good that now the carriers have an option to confirm or reject the capacities allocated by the shipper. Thank you so much. You were also talking about the rate validity extension during the awarding process. Can you just elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, sure. So there are many use cases where the yearly negotiation primarily takes place for rates. In these cases, only the rates are a variable year on year. This also means that the freight agreement data, in terms of capacity, lanes, and other logistical parameters, remain almost unchanged. Currently, the possibility to add a new line item in the existing agreement and the possibility to create a new version of the existing agreement are supported. Both these possibilities result in a new rate table. This is an additional overhead to the customer. Now it is required to be able to update the existing rate table within the freight agreement with the new rates as part of new validity period instead of a new version of the freight agreement or a new item in the freight agreement. During contract updation step, it is possible for the user to select this new option whereby a new rate table validity period could be created which is same as the validity period of the carrier response and the rates from the carrier response is copied under this new validity period.
Oh, thanks a lot. This is really informative and very, very helpful.